Essay 88. The Predatory Stalker. Stalking is a method well known to be used by some of the extreme fringe of conservative physics. It comes from a resentment of new ideas that overthrow familiar dogma. In my opinion, these stalkers fall into two of the five types identified by Mullen in 1993, resentful and revengeful. The resentful stalker desires revenge for ECE theory, tries to destroy well-known geometry, tries to destroy the victim's career and reputation using pathological lying, itself a disorder. To the outside world, this is bizarre. Mark Chapman, for example, was a resentful stalker who shot John Lennon on December the 8th, 1980, because of resentment at Lennon preaching peace and at the same time having millions. This makes no sense at all, but to the stalker, it's an obsession. The predatory stalker suffers from a grandiose delusion and suffers from a delusory disorder. The predatory stalker craves power and control to such an extent that his whole being is focused on the victim. The stalker finds pleasure in finding scraps of information and fantasizes about assaulting the victim physically. This type of stalker often forms networks of mutual support from similarly disturbed individuals. The stalker is a vulnerable, distressed individual with an underlying mental disorder. These revengeful and predatory types are easily recognizable by the AIAS group from recent experience. These types are potentially dangerous. The British Government Stalking Advice Unit recommends prompt action to find them. Lambert Royakkers defines stalking as a form of mental assault, in which the stalker repeatedly, unwantedly, and disruptively breaks into the life world of the victim, with which they've had no prior relationship. This type is again familiar to AIAS. They appear out of the blue and may stalk for years until they're either caught or just as suddenly disappear. The fringe physics stalker often suffers from grandiose delusion, most intelligent person ever, and so on. They harass with quasi-religious persistence and force, thinking themselves godlike and invulnerable defenders of the faith, or dogma. So they do not argue rationally. They are, in fact, incapable of understanding the technical material they harass. To a layman, anyone who attacks geometry is crazy. Energy from space-time is seen as impossible, despite the fact that there are thousands of papers on it and many working devices. So they distort it as impossible energy from nothing, and viciously smear the pioneering scientist as a quack. Similarly, for LENR, or anything they do not understand, they have a fixed idea which they cling to with tenacity. So all working devices must be destroyed by violence of words. And in the worst cases, real violence. Again, AIAS has plenty of experience of this type. Their extreme violence of language, often using websites and email, and extreme distortion. One of them described himself as the living Roman Emperor of Britain and the world's greatest philosopher. In reality, he turned out to have no education and a string of failed companies. Within the delusional psyche, the stalker can often construct what appears to be logical, but which on close inspection falls apart. For example, they may wish to deconstruct the Pythagoras theorem if the latter were perceived as having anything to do with the victim's thought. ECE thought is based on irrefutable geometry. They often deconstruct the victim's writings in a display of violent triumphalism. The violence extends to trying repeatedly to destroy the victim's career, and in the psychotic stages, to destroy the victim's honours and awards and degrees, and even the victim's name. The victim cannot and must not exist, and must not have done any good work. Grandiose delusion is statistically correlated with the manic stage of bipolar disorder, and with paranoid schizophrenia. Gradually, this type of stalker loses touch with reality and the outside world, being locked in with his computer and his victim. In the last stages of the disorder, it becomes psychotic, So the stalker refuses to believe in the existence of actual devices such as LENR or space-time devices, which he sees as manifestations of the devil. These types of stalker are obviously dangerous, as the many murders by stalkers show, the most famous one being that of John Lennon. So prompt action is advocated by the British government's Stalking Advice Unit website to all police units.